Okay, Vavah Mid Aleph. The Gemara asked the question if you can Mao live over Tchila B'Shabbos. Can you have, if you get married on Friday, can you live with your wife the first time on Friday night? So the Gemara was saying, Rav said it's allowed, Shmuel said it's not allowed, then they reversed it, that Shmuel says it is allowed, and Rav said it's not allowed because each one in their own city wanted to be a Mekel. And the Gemara was explaining, are you making a wound? So one of the answers was, it's not intentional. Okay? So the Gemara asked the question, let's see this in the Gemara and then we'll go to the Tesis. Five lines in the top of the page.
6A1, right?
6A1. In the Gemara, it's six lines in the top of the page. So the Gemara said, V'Rav Shari, how can you say Rav, hold you allowed to do that? V'Amar Rav Simi Bayecheske Mishmei the Rav, Rav Simi Bayecheske, said in the name of Rav, Hi, Mesuchracha de Nezaisa. We just learned this din the other night, last night, in between Mincha Maariv. It says, a beer barrel stopper. They used to put stoppers for the barrel of beer with shmatis, Rashi says, torn clothing. So the Rav said, you can't put the clothing into the hole to stop the beer from coming out. Why? He says, sorry, even a miyamtif.
You mean after his breath?
Yeah, why? Because you're squeezing. Right? You're squeezing the cloth. Even though it's unintentional, yet Rav holds, even though it's unintentional, you're not allowed to. Because the Gemara is learning now, Rav would hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that Einem Iskaven is forbidden. So how could Rav say, you can get married and live with her the first time Friday night? Even though you're making a wound, but it's not intentional. Rav himself holds unintentional is forbidden. So the Gemara says, "Bahu afilu Rav Shimon made over there." Rav Shimon himself would agree, even though Rav Shimon holds Einem Iskaven is mutter, right? Unintentional is allowed, but in this case he would hold it's forbidden. Why?
Mutter or patur?
No, mutter. Why? No, I mean he would hold asur, not. Why? The Abai V'Avad Amit Avayu made Reb Shimon P'sikreishu B'layomus. If it's inevitable to happen, if it's called a P'sikreishu. Okay? So the Gemara so far is going like this. According to the Gemara's way, Rav is going, that you can be boil on Shabbos because it's Einem Iskaven. So the Gemara said, but Rav holds Einem Iskaven is also by the barrel with the cloth. So the answer is, over there, even Rav Shimon would hold you're not allowed to. And by the way, if you're not allowed to, Einem Iskaven, Psik Reisha, you're chayiv. It's not Midrabonis, it's Minatayra. If somebody's cool, we're going to see this, not so much, Tesis talks about this whole thing with Tzchita, by the way, that we were just learning during the week. Einem Iskaven, if it's unintentional, according to Rav Shimon, it's mutter. You're allowed. Okay? If it's psik resha, meaning it's inevitable to happen, you're going to chop off the head and it's not going to die, it can't be, right? Psik resha makes unintentional intentional.
What's the example?
Chopping off the head of a chicken.
No.
In this case,
yeah.
If you're going to stop up the beer barrel with the cloth, it's for sure going to squeeze it. So you can't say I'm unintending to squeezing it. Okay, let's discuss the original case. So one second. The case of the Gemara is, not here, in Shabbos. If somebody drags, you're not allowed to plow. You're not allowed to make holes in the ground. What happens if somebody schleps a heavy table on the ground, okay?
It's going to have feral.
Now, it might make a hole, it might not make a hole. So Reb Shimon says you're allowed to, because I'm not intending to make a hole. If I'm not intending to make a hole, it's allowed. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Unintentional is forbidden. Okay? So therefore, even if it might make a hole, Rabbi Yehuda holds you're not allowed. Then the Gemara says, what happens if it's for sure going to happen? Psik Reisha. Even Rabbi Shimon says, you're not allowed to. That means, if this bench is for sure going to make a hole, I'm not allowed to. Why? And it's very important to understand. Psik resha means the unintentional becomes intentional. Because I can't say, I don't want the chicken to die when I chop off its head. If it's for sure going to happen, you can't say it's unintentional.
Yeah. It cancels out. So it cancels out.
Meaning, it's intentional.
Yes.
Now, if I make a hole in the ground intentionally, that's chayiv min ha-Torah. If I chop off the head of the chicken, even though that's not what I want to do, I don't want to kill the chicken. I just want to play with the head. So I'm going to chop it off. You can't say it's unintentional.
What if it doesn't happen in every circumstance?
Then it's not a psikresha. Psikresha is if it's for sure going to happen. And we said this many times, just in the, I'll give you a practical today case. Yeah? Can you floss your teeth on Shabbos? You can't cut dental floss on Shabbos. Can't cut anything to side. I have pre-cut dental floss. Or I just pull it out and I'm the only one using it. Yeah?
They don't believe.
Now, and Shabbos, he can't cause bleeding, correct? No. What's the halacha? I don't want it to bleed. I want to clean my teeth, floss the tooth. I don't want to bleed. So the din is, if sometimes your teeth bleed, and sometimes they don't bleed, it's not a psik resha, it's not for sure going to happen, so I'm allowed to floss my teeth on Shabbos. It might bleed, it's ain't a miskaven. The loch zik Reb Shimon, by the way, that ainim miskaven is mutter, right? But Reb Shimon holds, if it's a psikresh, meaning, if your teeth always bleed when you floss. Let's say they always bleed when you floss. You can't say, my intention is that it shouldn't bleed. It's not realistic. If it's for sure going to bleed, my intention is that it's going to bleed. So if such bleeding is biblical, then it would be biblically forbidden. It's probably rabbinic, but let's say it would be biblically forbidden to do that, or to make a hole in the ground. So therefore, the Gemara's tesis over here that we're going to learn now, these, because very fundamental tesis about Schitan Shabbos and the Psikresha Delin Nichle, is very important things in this tesis. But the bottom line of it is, the Gemara is discussing, can I stuff a barrel of beer with cloth? So Rav said you can't, even though it's unintentional to squeeze the beer out of the cloth, but it's for sure going to happen. It's psikresha, it's asr. Okay? Now, so let's look in Taisis on the left.
Can you outside just...
No, we're going to get psikresha nichle.
Could you say it outside so before we get in, so we get an idea? I mean...
It's that only later on in Taisis. Okay. Hi, Musuchreise, the Nazaisa, Taisis to the left. It's a long one, we're going to learn part of it, the more important. Hi, Musuchreise, the Nazaisa. Okay? Pirish Bekuntris, Vechena Rabbeinu Chananu, Va'aruch, Bechad Lishna. All the Rashi was called Kuntris. And Rabbeinu Chananu, and the Aruch was also Rishon, before Taisis. Vechena Beseidu Tanoim Vamiroim. Why is it forbidden to put this cloth in the beer barrel? Rashi says, Mishum Schita. Because you're going to come to squeeze it. Okay? That's what Rashi says. Because Rabbeinu Tam says it's not true. Because Schita Mishum Libun. Taisus holds, and this, when we were discussing this the other night between Mincha and Maya, we were talking about this. There are two reasons why Schita is forbidden. Squeezing. Taisus holds, and this is what Taisus is asking on Rashi, the reason why you can't squeeze something out of a garment because you're cleaning the garment. Not because of schita in itself. Taisus learns, and that's what Taisus is asking Rashi. Rashi says, why can you not put the cloth into the beer barrel because you're going to be squeezing liquid out of the beer? So Taisus says, that's not squeezing. Because why is squeezing liquid out of a cloth forbidden on Shabbos? Because you're cleaning the cloth. But that's only if it's water. If it's beer, you're not cleaning the cloth.
Why can't it be both?
One
cleaning
second.
And sick.
Okay, well, let's see. So Taisus, V'kosher Rabbeinu Tam, Da Schita Mishum Libun, Schita is forbidden, not because of Schita, but because you're cleaning the garment. V'leishaycha B'shar Mashkin. That decanter doesn't apply but any other liquids but water. Why? D'chol Dover Amalachlech Es Boilei. Anything that makes what absorbs dirty, like yayin, sheikha, v'shemen, wine, beer, oil, lo shaykh libim b'schitase, ele dafka b'mayim. Taisa says, schita is only asa by water. Because Taisa is learning, why is schita forbidden? And in halacha, there are some opinions like that. But Taisa learned, not like Rashi. Rashi says, schita is forbidden because you can't squeeze on Shabbos, period. It doesn't matter what you're squeezing out. Taisus learns, schita is only because of cleaning, and that would only apply to water. And therefore, a beer barrel, to stuff it up with a shmata, is not a problem. Because even if you squeeze, it's not a malach.
So Taisus says, schita is a libun?
Yes, that's what Taisus says. Le'shaych libun, Taisus says, no schita mishum libun. That's how Taisus started. Rabbeinu Tam. And he said, v'ray le'davar, okay, and the proof of it is, because Tais is going to bring a proof from the Gemara that you're only afraid that you might come to squeeze. You make a gzeira, maybe you'll come to squeeze only by water, by no other liquid. Where do we see that? The Gemara says in Shabbos like this. If a guy was taking a walk on Shabbos, he was going somewhere. And all of a sudden he came into a stream of water. Now, Heichanavid, what should he do? So the Gemara Torah says over there, Linchas b'maya, if he's going to go into the water, Asid l'day schita, he's going to come to schita. Why? Because if your garments get wet, you're going to walk beyond the river, you're going to be squeezing the water out of your garment.
Even if you don't touch it?
Yeah, but inevitably you will. V'tanya nami berek chavis, and also later on in Gemara Shabbos it says, mistabek ba'eluntis, you could dry yourself with a towel, v'le yiviyana biyadi. But you can't carry the towel after you finish drying yourself. Why? U'mefarej Gemara, da'asi l'day schita. You're going to come to schita. But you see, when do we forbid doing something because you might come to schita? Only by water. Which means by all other liquids there is no din of squeezing. Over Perek Beis the Be'a and the second Perek of Beitza, it says, Lukula alma e matbilin esagze kelim. Everybody says he can't table kelim on Shabbos. Why? Mefarish b'gemara, gzeira mishum schita. Because you might come to squeeze. The towel that you're drying the kelim with. Yeah. And yet, in Perek Toilin, another Gemara in Shabbos, it says, Misanin as a yayin besudrin. You could strain wine through a cloth. So listen to this, Taisus says. By water, you can't walk in the water, you can't table dishes, you can't do anything with water. Why? The Gemara says you might come to schita. Yeah, when it comes to straining wine through a cloth, it says you're allowed to do it. Why aren't we afraid you're going to squeeze it? The Gemara doesn't say that. So Tay says, from here you see that schita only applies to by water in a garment. Why? Because Tay says learned schita is only because of libun. It's not a tulda of dosh, of threshing, that Rashi learns. It's because of cleaning. So Tay says, question is on Rashi, how could Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananu and the Orach over here say you can't put the cloth into the barrel because you're going to squeeze, right? Taisa says you see clearly from the Gemara that squeezing only applies to water, not by wine, not by anything else.
Where is Rashi learning libun? Like,
Rashi doesn't learn schitas because of libun.
No, where is learning libun? Like, where? What? Which of
Samemani?
Oh no, libun is one of the Av Melachas.
By itself.
Yeah,
because of Samemani.
Malabin. No, because when they make materials, they had to bleach it to get it white.
So Tosfos doesn't believe that it's one of the Av Melachot Libun?
He does. But Schita is an offshoot of Libun, not an offshoot of Mefarek, like Rashi says. In other words, in the Mishnah doesn't say Schita is forbidden on Shabbos. In the Lamed Tes Melachos, Schita is not one of them. Squeezing is not one of them. We know squeezing is forbidden. Why? Says the Machlekes in the Rishonim, as we see Mamish over here in the Stasis and Rashi. Rashi learns you can't squeeze and that's what Rabbeinu Chananel and the Aruch and others learn, and that's the halacha, by the way. You can't squeeze because it's an offshoot of dosh. Dosh is threshing. You know, the kernels would be with the wheat. In the old days, now there's machines. They would have the animal step on it, and that would loosen up the hard from the inside, the husk, and then they would throw it up in the air, and the kernel would fall down. It was called meruach, winnowing. Okay? So, Rashi learns, schita is forbidden because it's like mephatic. Mephatic is extracting something from what it was inside of. Right? Now, schita of fruits is a different story. In other words, there's two different types of schita. There's schita of the natural juice in the grape and olive, which is minatera. So everybody says that's not libun.
So everybody, what is that told off?
Mephatic. Dosh. Okay,
everybody agrees to that.
That everybody agrees. It's not libun. But Taisus is learning. In other words, Taisus differentiates. Rashi doesn't, and Taisus does. Taisus differentiates between squeezing juice out of an olive or grape or lemon or any other fruit, which is midrabanan, those fruits, and squeezing liquid out of a cloth. Rashi says it's all schita, the same malacha. It's nothing to do with cleaning. Therefore, even if you don't clean the garment by squeezing it out, it's still forbidden. Taisus learns schita of liquid out of a garment is only forbidden if it's water. And why is it forbidden? Because you're cleaning the garment when you squeeze out water. Because some of the dirt goes out with it, so you're squeezing it.
Squeezing also looks like a borer at the same time.
Yeah, that's another... That itself is a halachic discussion. What's the difference between beirer and merakid, between sifting and straining and beirer? There's very slight differences between them. But in other words, everybody says squeezing, because squeezing fruit, olive and grapes are biblically forbidden to squeeze. All other squeezable fruits, like today we have lemons, oranges, apples, grapefruits, that you make juice out, it's rabbinically forbidden. Only olives and grapes are biblically forbidden. That everybody says, that's a tulda mephatic of dosh. That's part of, similar to threshing. But that's because it was in it naturally, and now you're taking it out. But liquid that went into a cloth and comes out, Taisa says, it's not that malach of schita. The malach is cleaning. Therefore, where does it apply? Only by water, not by beer. So Taisus says, if you're telling me that you can't use the beer stopper from cloth because you're going to squeeze the cloth, Taisus says it's not a problem of squeezing. Taisus is going to tell you what's wrong. So why is it forbidden? Taisus is going to say a different explanation why. But he says he can't say what Rashi says. That's what Taisus is asking in Rashi.
Sorry, I didn't get the part that squeezing is
how do you clean a garment?
You rub it.
You wet it,
yeah.
And then
you rub it,
and then
you squeeze it.
What happens when you squeeze? What does the rubbing do?
Yeah, but
no, listen.
The rubbing
loosens the dirt.
Right.
How do you get the dirt out of the garment? When you squeeze the water out, the dirt goes out with the water. So Taisus says, schita of garments is only forbidden because of libun. And therefore, it can only apply by water because nothing else cleans. And the proof of it, Taisus brings a proof from a Gemara. That the Gemara says, you can strain wine with a cloth. Why aren't we afraid you might squeeze the cloth? Because even if you squeeze the cloth, there's nothing wrong with it. Because he can't clean it.
So how does Rashi explain
one that? Second. Okay.
Alma.
Okay, now, okay. So now the... Okay, now the first wide line of the Tesis. So now Tesis asks on himself. This is the Gemara says in Shabbos. If a lady needed oil, chaveta mevila besara, she could carry the oil in her hair. You can't carry on Shabbos, but they were allowed to put oil in their hair. So therefore, if I need two women, one woman needs oil, her friend can, this is what the Gemara says, can bring it in her hair.
What do you mean? Just put it on top of her hair?
No, put oil into the hair.
It absorbs it like a sponge.
Yeah. So, and the Gemara says, and the Gemara says, but you're going to come to Schita, she's going to squeeze it, and the Gemara answers, there's no Schita by hair.
By hair or oil?
Well, but the Gemara answers, there's no Schita by hair. But according to Taisis, the Gemara could have answered, there's no Schita by oil. Because Taisis holds Schita is only by water. Right? So why, Taisis is asking on himself, why do I say that there's only Schita in clothing? Or in by mayim, not by any other liquids. And the Gemara asks the question, how could the woman bring oil? She's going to squeeze her hair. And the Gemara says, by hair there's no schita.
Which, implying that...
Implying, though, that if there would be schita by hair, there would be schita on the oil. Right. So Taisis says, v'chem perikonetol, the same thing in another perikon Shabbos. Svug, a sponge. Im yesh ba beis achiza, if there's a handle to the sponge, mekanchen bay. You can wipe up something, but again, that's only if you don't squeeze it. Why? Because you're going to come to Schita, Shemen, Hanivlebei, right? So he says like this. So Taisus says, Eimer Rabbeinu Tam, Ahavim Mishum Mefarik Vasura Mishum Schita Zeisim Anovim. Taisus says like this. So what is wrong, then? Okay. So Taisus says, why? What's the problem over here? Not schita, but mefarik. And he says, what does it mean? It's similar to squeezing zeisim vanovim. V'hocha imer Rabbeinu Tam. So over here, Rabbeinu Tam says, why is it not a problem? He says, the aser zleka lemeimer. The awesome mishum mefarik, but over here you can't say it's because of mefarik, because nischat heilach li'ivud, because what you're squeezing out is going to waste. The beer that you're going to squeeze when you put the cloth into the container, that beer is going, it's getting lost. And as even though it's a psikresha, v'chein pirish ba'aruch, and listen to this, v'chol psikresha delay nichalei, any psikresha that it's not beneficial for you is allowed. And this is a very fundamental orach. The aloch is not like this orach.
It's not?
No. By the Rabban and by the Reis, there's a lot. One day we'll talk about it. Taisus says like this. No, so now the question is, why over here is it allowed though? But why is it over here not allowed? Okay? Taisus is not done yet. But Taisus is explaining, here it's aser, just like squeezing olives and grapes is forbidden, here you're not allowed to squeeze the cloth into the beer for the same reason. It's exeda, you might come to squeeze olives and grapes. Even though it's a psikresha. No, even though it's a psikresha, it should be forbidden. But Taisa says, over here would be different because what he's squeezing, he's not gaining anything out of it. And this is a very big chiddush, by the way. The Aruch holds, and this Taisa is quoting this Aruch, that psikresha, which makes unintentional intentional, like we said before, is only forbidden if you gain something out of it. But if what I'm squeezing this beer is going to the garbage, I'm not gaining anything out of me squeezing it, so then it's still called unintentional.
So why is it usher here?
One second, we're not done.
So why is it making a hole in the public
property make it your own? If somebody falls in it, it becomes yours?
No, that's a term makes it yours. It's a whole separate thing. It's a whole different thing. Okay, one second. So he says like this. Even though it's a psik resha, but he says, psik resha d'leinicha l'shari. Okay, and he brings a proof to it. It says in Zvachim like this, Aliba d'Rab Shimon, it says according to Rab Shimon that holds unintentional is allowed, yeah? That unintentional is allowed. It says, Mizalf and Yayin agabi yo'ishim. When there's coals on the Mizbeach, it says over there you could pour wine on the coals on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. So he says, Avogav de psikreshu devadi mechabahu. Even though you're extinguishing the coals. So what do you mean, according to Rav Shimon, that it's unintentional, you could pour wine, you know, on the Mizbech, they poured wine. You could pour wine on the coals, on Shabbos, even though you're extinguishing the coals. So he says, why is it allowed? So the answer is very simple. He doesn't want, he doesn't want the fire to go out. So therefore, shoddy, it's allowed. In other, huh? He doesn't want to, he wants to pour wine on the Mizbeach because Hashem says you have to pour wine on the Mizbeach. He doesn't want to extinguish the coals.
But you know, by doing it, and it's going to go out.
Yeah, but that's what Taisus is saying.
Sure.
Even though it's for sure going out, but if I'm not happy with what's going on, okay, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, but doesn't Hashem say to do that?
Yeah, but the question is, can you put it on the coals? You put it next to the coals, you know, it doesn't mean you can pour it directly on the coals.
So many other things that
that's
forbidden we do on
Shabbos.
Right.
So it depends on the person, really.
Huh?
Two people can be doing the same thing, and it just depends on what their mindset is. Some
believe it or not, it's not a slippery slope. If your intention is to make a hole, then it's one thing. If your intention is not to make a hole, it's not. If your intention to extinguish the fire, we don't pass kol dorach anyway. So in the practical halacha, even psikration linichli, in most cases, is still forbidden. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So I'm going to differentiate if it's midrasim midrabanan psikration dan linichli midrabanan we paskin like the Aruch, but not by minatera.
So here, this case of the beer bottle stopper, it's asur because lo nichane is also asur.
No, Taiz is not done yet to say why this is forbidden yet. Because he says, by the schit of shemen, right? Ahi schit omer ben tav, that's because of mefarik. Okay? But here, Taiz says he can't say it's mefarik. In other words, Taisus says like this. By the case of the oil and the hair, right? By the oil and the hair, the woman's bringing the oil and the hair, and it's not allowed. Okay, well, it would be, if there would be schita by hair, the Gemara says, why could the woman bring the oil and the hair? Because there's no schita by hair. Okay?
Is that true, though?
No, the Midrabanan there is. There's no schita by hair, because again, that's why, you know, you dry your hair, you have to be careful, you can't dry it because you're going to be squeezing water out of the hair.
Not out of the towel, out of the hair?
Out of the hair. Gahol, what's the towel already?
So according to this, why would you have to worry about your hair? Squeezing water?
Oh, because the din is, if there's a lot of hair, there is chita. Midrabanan. Not minatay, midrabanan.
So toothbrush also?
Taisus is explaining that by the hair story, the Gemara says, why could the woman carry oil in her hair? Because there's no schita by hair. Which means, otherwise, there would be schita. Right? Taisus is asking on himself, we just got through saying it's only by water, not by oil. So over there, Taisus says, over there is forbidden because you're squeezing oil. It's like squeezing oil out of a grape, out of an olive. But over here, Tosfos says, you can't say by this it's forbidden because of mefarek, because here it's going to waste the beer. So then it shouldn't be forbidden. Tosfos didn't say it, why over here it's forbidden. Tosfos is just differentiating why here we can't say the same story with the oil and the hair. The only reason the oil and the hair is permitted for the woman to bring
is we need it.
Because there's no shechita by hair. But if there would be shechita by hair, it would be forbidden. Shechita was only by water. So Tosfos says there it's forbidden because the oil is like oil from an olive. But over here, Tosfos says, in our Gemara, you can't say that. Because over there, they want the oil. So when they squeeze the oil out of the hair, it's nichale. They want it. And it's a psikresha. Here, Tosfos says, even though it's a psikresha with the beer, but it's le nichale. They don't want it. They don't want the beer to go to garbage. That's where it's going. And he says, the eight ma'aseraya. Okay, six lines into the wide lines of Tosfos. The eight ma'aseraya melulav agozel. There's another proof from lulav from the din of a lulav and sukkah. Kamer ablazer b'rab shimin memati anovim b'yomtiv. Okay, hadasim. You know hadasim are okay for the lulav. Yeah, in the olden times, not in the olden times, the hadasim have little berries on them. And the din is, if there's more berries than leaves, it's not a kosher hadas. So the Gemara says, what do you do? You come the first day of Sukkot, and you have, the hadas has a lot of berries. So the Gemara says, you take them off. So the Gemara says, upar amasakim mana. He's fixing it. He's fixing the hadas. Mm-hmm. By taking off, because now the hadas is not kosher, too many berries. I take off the berries, the hadas becomes usable. So the Gemara answers, why is it allowed? Miskaven lo lachila. Because he's taken off the berries to eat. So his intent is not to fix the hadas. His intent is to eat the berries. Okay, uparach I made the Rabshim psikresha. I Rabshim says psikresha is forbidden. So even though you're taking off the berries to eat, but inevitably you're making the hadas kosher. Mm-hmm. And the Gemara answers dishna yeshayna achrita. He has another yeshayna, so he doesn't really need this one.
Otherwise,
it
would be
asur. Right, but why is it allowed? Because psikreshin leinichle, he doesn't need the hadas. So if he's taking off the berries to eat, so if he needs the hadas, then he wants it because he wants to make the hadas kosher. But if he has another hadas, he doesn't need this. So psikreshin leinichle, lechayish b'haytik and shori, and therefore that would be I avol gav the psikreshu. Okay. Okay. So now. The bottom line of the story is, Rabbeinu Tam asks on Rashi, how could you tell me over here it's forbidden of schita? It should only be forbidden when there's water. Tosfos is asking a question on Rashi. This whole Megillah was one big question on Rashi. Okay, how could Rashi say that here you can't use the barrel, the cloth, because of schita? Right? Tais says, L'cheire, it shouldn't be, because le'psikreshin le'nichle. It should be allowed. V'nirali de'le'kashimidi. He says like this. Tais's question on Rashi is nothing. Why not? Because, Ika le'meimer, da'os el'ischi b'shar mashke mishum libun k'mei mayim. He says like this. You're right. Libun only applies by water. But the Chachamim made Gzeira by all other liquids because of water. So it anyway be forbidden. and he says, Mikamakim lechashinu shema yischek, yischek. Why aren't you afraid the guy's going to squeeze it? He says, kiven shatam v'erech nishonim b'mgodim. The taste and the smell is still in the garment anyway. Umato yenanim ischitase. You're gaining very little from squeezing it. He says, "Afogadli psikreshi delay nichale." And here Taisa says, "Aye, it's a psikreshi delay nichale." But Taisa says, "Osir lechatchila, the Rab Shimon, it's still osir." Taisa the Ri argues with Rabbeinu Tam and the Aruch. The Aruch says, "Psikreshi delay nichale is mutter." The Ri says, "Not mutter." In this case, with the cloth, yeah, you know why it's also to do it? Because it's a gzera, because of you might do it with water. Aye, it's psikresh delay nichle. You know, the beer is going to waste, you really don't want. He says, it's still a chathila forbidden. So the Ri holds.
What does it mean, a chathila?
No, psikresh delay nichle is not a chathila mutter to do.
But that's not your intention. Lechatchila means it's your intention.
No, lechatchila means if I know that the beer is going to waste, can I still squeeze it? No.
So it's a psikresha again.
I is psikresha leinichale. Lechatchila, you can't do psikresha leinichale. See, the difference is like this. If somebody does a malacha, psikresha, what's the din? Chayev. Psikresha delay nichalei? No, according to the Aruch. According to Ri, it's forbidden. Lechatchila, it's forbidden.
Oh.
If he did it, it's not chayev. In other words, psikresha de nichalei, psikresha that he's good, he wants it, then you chayev min ha-Torah. Psikresha delay nichalei, it's not chayiv min ha-Torah. It's only rabbinically forbidden. But unlike the order that says rabbinically it's allowed, the Ri says it's still forbidden to do. And that's how he explains our Gemara. Why is it forbidden to use the cloth into the barrel? Because you're going to squeeze. I taste it says squeezing is only by water. The Ri says not true. Squeezing by all other liquids because you might come to water. Aye, it's psikresha delay nichalei. It's still forbidden lechatchila. You can't do it, and therefore the Gemara says you can't use the stopper of the cloth in the shmata in the barrel because you're going to be squeezing it.
Is that the halacha that bedieved is okay?
Yeah.
But on the case when they pour oil on the hairs of the ladies, there is no problem. Maybe you might. Pull the hair?
Yeah, because even if you pull the hair, it's only rabbinic. If you pull out hair with your hand, it's rabbinically forbidden, not minateira. So here you're afraid, maybe you're going to come to do something because so it's exeda l'exeda. But now Taisa is going to ask, so why are they allowed to pour the wine on the Mizbeach? If it's going to extinguish. So the Aruch says, because you don't want it to be extinguished, the psikreshin delay nichalei. But according to the Ri, the psikreshin delay nichalei is also lechatchila, so why can't, so Taisa says, over there is different because it's a mitzvah. V'rayis Aruch ain't a rayis. He says, the Aruch's proofs that psikreshin delay nichalei is mutter is no proof. Number one, this that Rab Shimon is mat lezalef yailem agabi yoishim to pour wine on the mizbeach, even though you're extinguishing the coals. The meimer shemitzvah shiny. Over there's a mitzvah, so maybe mitzvah psikresha leinichale is mutter.
Why?
Huh? Because it's only midraban and osir. So the beis hamikdash ain't shvus b'mikdash. So there's no shvus in the beis hamikdash. You're allowed to do it.
So maybe Aruch says midoraita it's mutter.
No, the Aruch says mutter. No,
midoraita.
No, you can't say the word mutter on minatera.
Oh.
Mutter means you could do it. If it's asim midrabanan, the Gemara said, not here, the beginning of Gemara Shabbos, the Gemara says, any place where it says chayim is minatera. Any place it says patur, it's midrabanan, forbidden. When it says mutter, you're allowed to do it. The aruch holds, it's the famous sheet of the aruch, the psikresha de leinichale is mutter.
So aruch only did a taicha of
no,
words.
But his taiching, a lot of times he adds things, it changes the aloha. And the Ri argues, and the Ri says, psikresha leinichale is asur lechatchila. Aye, and he's going to prove. He brought a number of proofs, the Aruch. The Psikresh Leinichale. What he brought from the pouring water on the Mizbeach, the wine on the Mizbeach, he said over there is mitzvah. The same thing, what the Gemara says about pulling off the berries, you know, from the Hadas, and says, the Isle Yashana Chriti. Why are you allowed to do it? Because he has another Hadas anyway? He says, Ikalamem Shari Mishu Mitzvah. It's also a mitzvah there for the Lulav.
If he doesn't even have another hadas, even if he doesn't have another.
No, if he doesn't have another hadas, everybody says he can't.
Because of mitzvah, maybe he's okay.
It's a mitzvah.
No.
Why not?
Because you are even min
ha-teira. You're allowed to make lulav the first day of Maariv? First day of
you could put it together. Yeah.
But not tying it all.
You could tie it if you have.
You don't. Keshe kayam.
Inami hocha pirushi. Or another question is, when the Gemara says that psikreishu disli shani achriti, hoil v'chein, shema rab shimon, shema leitztarech lo, maybe he won't find, he won't need it, and then he didn't fix the keli, therefore it's not a psikreishu. Tosis learns, what was the Gemara's question over there? How could you pull the berries off the hadas? You're fixing the hadas. Right? Tikkun mona. So Gemara says he has another hishaina. Right? So, why is that mutter? So the Aruch learns, because they nichalei. Right? You know, it's, you don't want it. Taisa says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. Because he has another Heshaina, so therefore he never fixed this Heshaina. Why can't you pull berries off it? Because you're fixing it now to be kosher for the Heshaina. Mm-hmm. Right? So Taisa says, if you have another Hishaina, then you're not fixing this. You're only fixing it if you need it for the Hadas, because with too many berries it's possible, and now it's kosher.
It's for mitzvah.
Not even for mitzvah.
That was one answer. No, one answer goes to mitzvah. Dante says even more. It's not fixing. The Gemara says when you pull the berries off the Hadas, you're fixing the Hadas to make it kosher. But if you don't need it, you're not fixing the hadas.
What are you doing it for?
You're taking it for the food, Gemara says, l'achila. But you're not...
You're supposed to take a fruit out of a tree.
No, this is cut. Cut already.
Cut.
It's cut.
No?
No. Can I ask you a question? You have a bunch of grapes. Yeah? And the cluster, no? Yeah? Can you take a grape off on Shabbos? Why? Because if it would be connected to the tree, you couldn't. But it's cut already. It's that a chachila. That's the way you eat it.
Cherries.
It's not tikkun mana. So Taisa says, if I have another heshaina, I mean another hadas, then I'm not fixing it. I'm taking the berries to eat. I'm not fixing anything. If I need it as a hadas, and now it's not kosher. Then it's becoming kosher. Then I'm fixing it. But if I don't need it, I'm not fixing.
Can you see you use it as a hadas later?
Yeah. But for Yom Tov, you're not doing a melacha because you're not fixing anything because it's there already. Okay.